The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 30th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
It's like bodily action. Now you feel call of nature. So you have to pass, we mean.
That's
all.
That action you are not attached.
That is the only gunatita position.
These qualities are the taste of that man.
Huh?
After he attains that, these qualities are the taste of that man. How we can taste that man?
No. Tasting, that is also stated. Just like these Europeans, Americans, in their previous position, they had many bad habits. But somehow or other, they are taken to Krishna consciousness. That is their position, gunadita. Even by habit, they commit something mistake. That is not to be taken into account.
No, that is not to be taken.
Because, just here, just like a fan is moving and make the switch off. So the switch is off, that is first consideration. And after the switch being off, the fan is moving, that is no consideration. Do you understand? Because the fan was in force, so although you have made the switch off, it's still moving.
It's still moving,
That is not to be taken into account.
Because the old past actions. That wheel has to move. It has to move of its own.
That because the switch is now off, it will stop.
It is stopped.
Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Because he has taken to the shelter of Krishna. Therefore, his all past business is finished. Although due to past habits, sometimes we find some mistake. It is not to be said, because this thing will go.
This will be because of very the soon. Past actions.
Yes, very soon.
It has that wheel has to move and it will stop of its own. Because it is not bhavati, giving further impetus.
What is that verse? Sat bhavati dharmaatma.
Sat shanti ma digacchati. Antya pratijani namo vakta pranati. Agat nam tujya. Da apin vada apinu gunai na vichaja. Guna vata te yu avatishtati na inga veli. Agat nam tujya.
Be careless. It's like somebody was asking me that rascal Bharati's article. That one Australian sometimes. So these rascals may speak something, but we cannot stop our movement. Our movement is increasing all over the world. In spite of all criticism. We don't care for that.
Positive thing that
because we know that we are following the footsteps of predecessor, acharya. That's all. We don't mind. And actually it is happening. Otherwise, within 6-7 years, so much progress could not be possible. What is the word exactly?
Arambha.
Apu vachana pari?
Manapmanayo tulya tulya mitralitvakshyo sarva arambha parityagi.
Is another meaning is beginning.
Beginning, that's right.
So,
beginning of what?
There is no beginning. Just like it is already taken to Krishna consciousness. So why should he take something else beginning here? That should continue.
Arambha of what? Arambha is a rudanta.
And another Arambho.
Arambho.
That is Hambak. Hambakism. Arambho.
Arambho. Arambho. This is Arambho.
Arambho.
Sir, Arambho.
Arambho means beginning. So it is already begun chanting Hare Krishna. What is the new thing? You begin this, you begin that. No, no more. That's all. Fine. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama,
Kevala. But even then you have got to eat. You have got to go to WC.
So that is going on. That is going on.
These are Arambha Parityagi. You don't take any cognizance of this work being done by the body. I think that is, to my mind, the exact meaning I have not been able to grasp and I want it.
No, that I have already explained. If you have taken seriously Krishna consciousness, so something happening due to my past habit, you should not take care of it. It will subside.
It's not an Arambha.
Sarva Arambha Parityagi.
This is the final conclusion. Final conclusion. That if anyone has taken devotional service seriously, abhyavicharini means
Pativrata,
as instructed by the spiritual master. If one takes this business very seriously and is executing that, then he is gunati. Brahma means Vedas. Brahma means there are so many things.
I'm sorry.
Either Brahmana, Brahma Jyoti. People are very much impersonal. They think realization of Brahma Jyoti is final. Just to reply them. This sloka is Brahmana Aham Pratishtha.
Aham Pratishtha.
Where from this jyoti is coming? This is very common sense.
Correct.
A jyoti, just like this jyoti, this clearness, no darkness, where from it is coming? Everyone knows it is coming from the sun. Without the sun, why at night there was no such jyoti? Because the sun is rising, therefore this jyoti has come. Similarly, now why don't you hear?
I'm hearing.
Just hear. It is very important point. The jyoti, it must come through some source.
Jyoti has to come through source. Correct?
Yes. And that is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. That jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Kotishu asheshu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. This creation, the whole creation, even this material,
yes,
that is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it is said, sarvam khaluidam brahma.
Sarvam khaluidam.
Everything is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. And that is confirmed also in the Bhagavad Gita. Masthani sarvabhutani. This Mastani means
within the Brahma.
And this Brahma is the effulgence of body of Krishna.
That is, Ajahnan Swami said continually that He always said that you must never think that Krishna is without body. Without body there cannot be any. And Krishna has body and all this is the Brahma Jyoti
Pratishtha.
Amrita,
that is confirmed in this Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabda. So the Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. They are this one and the same.
Yes,
but it is the person's realization.
Yes.
Now common man, they can understand what is the sun sign, but they cannot know what is the sun globe or what is within the sun globe.
What is within the sun globe? Yes, correct.
So those who are satisfied only Brahma Jyoti, their knowledge is not yet perfect. They do not know where from the Brahma Jyoti comes, who is the source of Brahma Jyoti.
So he has stated here.
Yes. As Paramatma, he is Khetraga of everybody.
So he knows the working of everybody.
Yes.
Kshetra kshetra knayo jnanam tad jnanam matam mama.
Yes.
Tad kshetram yad chayad yokcha yad vikari yata chayad sa chayad
kshetra ga. This point must be clearly understood. Then you go further. Khetra, this body is khetra. Khetra means the field of activities. Just like a Krishan works in his field. And he receives the result.
Yes.
As he works, he gets the result. Similarly, this body is khetra, and we are working with this body. And we are reaping the result. Karmana adayvanetrina. Karmana. So this is the khetra and khetrata. Now, next he says that I am also khetra. I am also Khetraga. How he is Khetraga? Because he is Paramatma.
He is a presiding deity.
Therefore, there are two Khetragas. One the Jivatma and one the Paramatma. The Mayavadis do not accept it. They say the only Khetraga. Jivatma and Paramatma the same. That is confirmed.
There are two bars.
Bhagavad Gita is clearly said. Anumanta, Upadrashta. One Khetraga is Anumanta and Upadrashta. Another Khetraga is not Anumanta, he is simply enjoying.
Means
conditioned soul and liberated soul. Those who are in the Vaikuntha world, spiritual world, they are all liberated souls. And those who are within this material world, they are conditioned souls. So, now let us finish. So, this should be clearly understood, that in this body, both the Paramatma and Jivatma live.
Live together.
But the Mayavadi, they say, there is no Jivatma, the same thing, Paramatma. That is not.
Those two bodies living on the same.
That is the difference. Paramatma and Jivatma, what is the difference? Krishna says, the sarva kshetreshu bharata. This is very practical. That I am the Jivatma. I am living in this body. I know the business of my body, pains and pleasures. But I do not know what is the pains and pleasure of your body. You also do not know what is the pains and pleasure. Therefore, we are individual. But Paramatma, because he is there, he knows what is your pains and pleasure, what is my pains and pleasure. Not only you, but all living it. That is Paramatma. So those who are falsely claiming that I am Paramatma, that this is the test, whether you are cognizant of everything. Yes, but you cannot falsely claim that I am Paramatma or I am God. Whether you have got this all-pervading knowledge, this is the only test to the pretenders that he is God, he is Paramatma.
That is, you said, Kshetra. Mahabhutani ahankaro buddhyagatameva.
Now he comes to the material.
Pancha
Indra Gochara. Elements.
But Ichha Dvesha Sukham Dosha.
Yes, that is. That is.
Why they should be included? I don't understand that.
What is that?
I mean, these are all Mahabhutana Ankara Buddhi Vakta Mirta Indriya. But Ichha Dvesha Sukham.
Ichha is mind. Mind is also material.
Sukham Dukham. Sangata Chetana.
Yes. Chetana. Buddhi. Intelligence. Yeah, everything. Buddhi. Everything. These are all.
That also.
These are all material.
Antakaran.
Yes, all material.
That is what you call the linga sharira.
But some foolish people accept the intelligence, mind, and spirit.
No, I understand not.
Thank you,
Samasena Savikaram. Now, Amamitram Adambitram Aisa Kshanta
is the
Indriya.
First thing, Acharya Upasana. But these rascals, they do not do that. They have no Acharya, still they write comment on Bhagavad Gita. You see, this is the rascal. Acharya Upasana. One must go, Acharya Van Purusha Veda. Unless one accepts Acharya, he does not know anything.
And then Amani from Adam.
First of all, try to understand one word, please.
Yes,
one word, if you understand, your life will be successful.
Yes,
don't go further. Acharya Upasana. This is the very important thing. Acharya Upasana. Yes.
Why?
Sir, Acharya, who is Acharya? Then next question is, who is Acharya? Evam parampara pratam imam raja sayudhya. Those who are coming, the Acharya Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, the four Sampradayas. So unless Sampradaya vihinaji, mantra asti vipula, unless one comes to the Acharya disciple succession, whatever nonsense he speaks, it is all useless. This is the most important thing, Acharya Upasana.
So, chamsthairyam atmanigraha. Again I read, huh? Amanitram adambitram ahinsa kshantir arjavam acharya upasanam saucham.
So, amanitam, instead of becoming amanitam, these Mahavadis say, I am God. Just see, this is amanitam. He falsely claims that I have become God. Does it mean amanitam? And here Vaishnava says, Gopi Vattu Padakamayaro Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. This is Amani. This is Amani. I am a servant of this servant. And these rascals are given, I am God. This is Amani.
Adambitram.
How much dambhi, proud they are. They are claiming to be God.
Ahinsa.
Just see. Ahinsa means he is envious of Krishna. He is envious, not Ahinsa. He is Ahinsa being. The high Krishna should alone be God. I am also God.
Shanti.
So the Ahinsa begins from the Supreme. So all negative. These Mayavadis, they are Hinsa, they are proud, they have no sense of what is Amanitam. This is Mayavadi.
Shantir Arjavam.
And there cannot be Shanti.
Shanti,
because
sure.
They cannot be. Shanti must be there.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Kshya, kshya.
Ajay, khanti. Khanti means toleration.
Toleration.
But,
Arjavam.
They do not allow Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no khanti. No toleration.
Saucham sthairyam atma-vinigraha. Saucham sthairyam atma-vinigraha. Indriyarthesu vairagyam.
Saucham. Saucham. Saucham means jasmaret pundarikakham sa bajjabhantaram suci. Because he does not know what is pundarikakham. He does not chant Hare Krishna. That is not saucham. This is saucham.
Sthairyam.
Sthairyam means fixed up. Krishna sthu bhagavan sound. That is sthairyam.
Atma vinikriha.
Yes.
Indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara eva cha.
Anahankara. This is the first class ahankara. That I have become God.
Jannam nuttu jaravyadi dukha doshanu darshanam.
Yes.
Asakti anaga putradara grihadishu nityam cha samacitta.
So they have no detachment for putradara grihadishu. They talk very big words, but attached to the putradara grihadishu. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. The taste is there. Whether you have become detached from putradara grihadishu. If not, you are in ignorance. You may talk very, very big words. That has no meaning.
Nityam cha samachittatvam ishta anishta upapattishu mai cha ananya yogena bhakti avivicharini.
The basic principle is mai cha ananya yogena
bhakti avivicharini.
This is the basic principle. Without this, everything is false. Everything is false.
Vivikta desha sevitam arati jana sansadi adhyatma jnana nityatam tatva artha darshanam. Tatva jnana artha darshanam.
Artha darshanam.
Tatva jnana artha darshanam. Then you have perfect knowledge of the Tattva Jnana.
Yes.
Etak Jnana.
This is Tattva
Jnana. Iti Vidyam.
Yeah. This is Jnana. This is Jnana. The basic principle of Jnana is Ananna Bhakti Yoga. That is the basic principle of Jnana. Then other things will automatically come.
Ajnanam yataha anyatha.
Therefore, in other place in Bhagavad Gita, Rava Bhaktasya Kutu Mahadguna. If one is not a pure devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualification. And that is not possible. Because here it is all same thing. The basic principle is devotion. If that is lacking, then all this show, humbug, it has no meaning.
Now that is we have said about the Param Brahma, na sat.
Who is that Param Brahma? That Krishna. Because Arjun says, Param Brahma.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Yes,
Param Brahma is Jyoti.
No, Param Brahma. Brahma Jyoti, that is not Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna.
Param Brahma is Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhava. So Param Brahma is Krishna. The Gyan means one who knows Krishna, he has got knowledge. And then he's a rascal. That's all.
Anadi mat param brahma.
Maybe a big rascal and small rascal.
Like me.
But anyone who does not know, that is confirmed in another place. Bahunam janmanavante janavan maang prapadyate. That is the sign. When one surrenders to Krishna, then it is to be understood that he is really wise. Otherwise,
Anadi mat param brahma na sat na asat tadutyate. Neither sat or asat. Neither existence or non-existence. Yeah. What do you mean by sat?
Sat and asat. Asat and cause and effect of this material.
Cause and effect, not existence and non-existence.
No.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect. The mahat-tattva, mahat-tattva is cause. And this cosmic manifestation is the effect.
Yeah.
So beyond that. Therefore, Krishna said, mahat-padam. Yes. The Mahatattva is lying at his lotus feet. Samasitaji Padaballa Bhag Prabham. Mahatpadam. Mahatattva is lying on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Mahatattva is nothing but the beginning of the.
Yes, the total, sum total of material energy.
That
is Mahatattva.
Shall I read it?
Yes.
Sarvataha Pani Padam, Sarvataha Pani Padam, Tat Sarvato Achi Shiromukham,
yes.
Sarvataha Sruti Manlo.
Now we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, my eyes, my hands, my legs, that is Krishna's. You see? This is Sarvataha Pani Padam. So, if we understand this philosophy, that these eyes belong to Krishna. So this hand belongs to Krishna. But now, this is my hand. This is my eyes. This is my body. This is illusion.
Now this my should belong to Krishna, then everything belongs to Krishna.
Everything
ego must belong to Krishna.
Yes, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, with my hands, with my legs, with my eyes, I cannot do anything except serving Krishna. How you can do? If the eyes belong to Krishna, then how the eyes can be used for other purpose? This is real knowledge. That is explained in the Narada Sponda. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmala. That is nirmal. Nirmal eyes. Brahma Bhuta. That is Brahma Bhuta.
Sarva indriya guna basam sarva indriya vivarjitam.
Yes. Now,
asaktam sarabhute, nirgunam gunam
prakta. He has got indriya. Just like in the Vedas it is said, apani pada javanak grihita. He has no hands and legs, but he takes whatever you offer. So now, that as soon as this word is there, that he accepts whatever you offer, that means he has got hand. Indriya abhasa. But not this indriya, the 3 feet hand. They suppose if you offer me something, you are 3 feet away, I cannot take. But Krishna is in Vaikuntha. If you offer him, he can accept. Otherwise, he says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajachit. Now he is in Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. We cannot calculate where he is, how he is taking. This is material calculation. But he has got such a hand that anywhere you live, he can accept. Otherwise, if he has no hand, therefore, he has no hand means he has no this little hand like
he has got no
unlimited hand. Unlimited hand. Okay. That is that you cannot. How Krishna have body? The Mahabharata was the thing. How that can be body? If he has body, then he has limited potency. He cannot understand that although he has got body, he has an unlimited potency. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda Vigraha. That is different from this body. Because they understand that there cannot be anybody different from this, they say Niraka. Not Niraka. He has got body. He has got senses. He has got hand. But not like you.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam,
asaktam. Yeah. Sarvendriya vivarjitam means this rascal has legs and vivarjitam. But he has got his particular type of hand and legs. That they cannot understand. The limited knowledge does not allow them to know that there can be another hand which can be extended millions and millions of miles. That they cannot understand. Therefore, abhijananti manam mūḍhā mānasīnta. They think Krishna is like us. How he can be God?
Asaktam sarva-bhūt-caiva nirguṇam guṇa-prakṣa pahe-chānta ca bhūtānām caram-acaram eva-ca sumśat-pārta-dikneyam durastham antriketa.
Durastham antriketa. Durastham. Nobody knows where is Golok Vrindavan, how many miles have it. Durastham. They cannot calculate. But antriketa is within. He can accept a service.
Abhivaktam ca bhuteshu vivaktam eva ca sthitam.
Yes. Abhivaktam, Paramatma, he is distributed. That does not mean he has become many. He is still one. Abhivaktam. Although Ishvara sarva-bhutana in this original sthiti cannot calculate. Now Ishvara is now divided, so his original position is gone.
Bhūta-bhātkūca tat-deyam yasiṣṇu prabhaviṣṇu-ca.
Yeah.
Jyoti-śāma vitat-jyoti
tamakāra-sane. Yeah, jyoti-śāma vitat-jyoti.
Jnānam neyam jnāna-gamyam buddhi-sarva-śaṁ.
We have got jyoti calculation of this sun. But this sun is only reflection of the Brahma-jyoti.
Jyoti-śāma vitat-jyoti tamasya-paramajita. Jnānam neyam jnāna-gamyam buddhi-sarva-śaṁ veshtitam.
Yeah.
Iti kshetram tatha jnanam neyam ca uktam samasatah madbhakta etan vignaya
madbhakta, not rascals. The madbhakta can explain these things, not others.
Yes, now come to
it. Is it clear?
Yes, absolutely. I am a rascal. That is why I am reading.
You are a bhakta, how you can be rascal?
Sometimes I become. Prakrutim ca, prakrutim purusham caiva vidyanadi bhavapi vikarāṁca gunāṁcaiva vidhi prakrutim sambhavān. Kāryakarana kartrutve hetu prakruti ruchyate purusha sukha dukkhānām bhuktvam. This is very important. Purusha sukha dukkhānām bhuktvam.
Yes, as he
purush cannot bhuktvam.
Just like police will punish you. You will have to suffer. But it is due to your criminal action, police has arrested you. You cannot make police responsible for your suffering. And
here purusha is jiva, no? That is what my difficulty is.
Prakriti,
what is that? Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti.
That purusha means jivatma.
Jivatma, not
jivatma.
Paramatma, that's
right. Jivatma is within this body, prakriti. This is prakriti, material nature, jivatma. So as you infect the quality of the prakriti, you become what is called entangled.
And the highest line comes in.
You become entangled. Now as soon as you become entangled, suppose you become a dog. Now you suffer.
But when the dog is there, he does not think he suffers. It's just like that.
That is illusion. That is called moha. Moha. No one is suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suppose a big man, a minister, or the Prime Minister, or the Chief Minister. He's also suffering. But he's thinking, now I'm Prime Minister. That is illusion. Nobody is here peaceful. Everyone is suffering. Because threefold miseries, that is the condition of life. After all, Krishna says that if you are thinking that you are very happy, that you must know at least these things, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. How you can get out of it?
Yes.
You'll die. Nobody wants to die.
Body dies.
But these rascals, they do not say death is natural. But why don't you like to die? That is suffering. But he thinks, no, it is good. But as soon as I say, I shall kill you. No. Don't kill him. Don't. He does not like to die. But
helplessly.
Just like...
He who dies?
Then again, you are...
Because he has got this...
Identification is our life. But you must come to the practical point. Then don't treat any person. You can say, who is suffering?
Body.
We are
treating the body.
There is no need of taking medicine.
I am treating the body. I am not treating... You are treating
the... That's all right. That body is there. And you are absorbed in body. Therefore, there is suffering.
You are the physician of jiva.
You may say that I am not this body and I am just this body. But when the body is going to be killed, you become afraid. Because you are absorbed. Why go beyond this practical point? Just like everyone knows that you are not the motor car. Everyone knows. But as soon as there is any breakage in the nice motor car, I am gone. Why are you gone? You are not motor car. But because you are absorbed in the sense that it is my car, you have become absorbed. So any accident to the motor car, you become unhappy. But everyone knows that you are not motor car. Why you become unhappy? This is called maya. So you are not completely free. So long we are in this body, the suffering of the body is there. Therefore Krishna says, Just tolerate. Matras prasasti kauntya, sitoshna sukadukkhata. Agamapayana nitya, tang titikkhas. Don't be mad, but because my motor car is now broken. Or there is some accident in my house. But you are not house, now you are not motor. Everyone knows that. But why you have become so much affected? That is tang titikkhas. You have to tolerate.